Title: Acting General Counsel of NLRB Issues First GC Memorandum, Rescinding Controversial Pro-Labor Memoranda. Content: On February 14, 2025, the Acting General Counsel of the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, William B. Cowan, issued his first General Counsel Memorandum, GC Memo, GC 25-05, rescinding nearly all of the Biden Administration General Counsel's substantive prosecutorial guidance memos, which furthered a pro-union and pro-employee agenda. While these memoranda do not have the weight of law or regulation, they do set out the agency's priorities and key interpretations of the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA. There were generally two types of rescissions. In addition to simply rescinding certain GC memos, Cowan also rescinded additional memos pending further guidance, suggesting those areas where the new administration will be placing its focus. Cowan cited the board's backlog of cases as one of the reasons necessary for the rescission of the GC memos. Cowan's GC memo did not address the impact of the NLRB's current lack of a quorum on the acting GC's prosecutorial agenda. President Trump's unprecedented firing of former NLRB Chair Gwynn Wilcox, which deprived the NLRB of a quorum, is currently being litigated. Which memos were rescinded? While we include a complete list of the memos that were rescinded by Cowan's GC memo below, of note, the memo rescinded the following key GC memos: confidentiality and non-disparagement provisions in severance agreements. GC Memo 23-05 endorsed prosecuting employers that imposed on employees broadly worded severance agreements with expansive non-disparagement and confidentiality clauses. A link to earlier articles about the issuance of GC Memo 23-05 can be found here and here. Damages: GC Memo 24-04 had greatly expanded the scope of consequential damages regional offices should seek in unfair labor practice proceedings, including pursuing make-whole remedies for employees harmed, regardless of whether the employees are identified in an unfair labor practice charge. A link to an earlier article about the issuance of GC Memo 24-04 can be found here. ULP settlements: GC Memo 21-07 had instructed regional offices to seek no less than 100% of the back pay and benefits owed in cases that are settled, and required regional offices to include front pay in settlements for cases where a discharged employee waived reinstatement to his or her former position. This memo was rescinded pending further guidance from the board. Electronic Monitoring and Automated Management: GC Memo 23-02. In this memo, Abruzzo had advocated for zealous enforcement and NLRB adoption of a new framework to protect employees from intrusive or abusive forms of electronic monitoring and automated management that interfere with protected activity. A link to an earlier article about the issuance of GC Memo 23-02 can be found here. Stay or pay provisions: GC Memo 25-01 had directed regional offices to find stay-or-pay provisions and employee non-solicit agreements unlawful under the NLRA and called for employers to go beyond mere rescission of the provision and directed regions to seek traditional make-whole remedies for unlawful provisions consistent with board law. Non-competes: GC Memo 23-08 had expressed Abruzzo's opinion that the use of non-compete provisions in employment agreements violated Section 7 of the NLRA and that the proffer, maintenance, and enforcement of such agreements violated Section 8(a)(1). A link to an earlier article about the issuance of GC Memo 23-08 can be found here. 10J. Injunctions: GC Memo 24-05, in which Abruzzo reaffirmed her commitment to seeking 10J injunctions in federal court against employers to protect employee rights from remedial failure due to the passage of time. This memo was issued following the Supreme Court decision in Starbucks Corporation v. McKinney, 144S, CT 1570, 2024, where SCOTUS resolved a circuit split and set a uniform four-part test applicable to Section 10(j) injunction petitions. Rescinded GC memos: GC 21-02 rescission of certain General Counsel memoranda, GC 21-03 effectuation of the National Labor Relations Act through vigorous enforcement of the mutual aid or protection and inherently concerted Doctrines GC 21-04 Mandatory Submissions to Advice GC 21-08 Statutory Rights of Players at Academic Institutions, Student Athletes. Under the National Labor Relations Act GC 22-06 Update on Efforts to Secure Full Remedies.